waiting to mark.
And we are underway.
From Rainbow Bay to Rainbow Beach to the Switch and everything in between.
I'm going to have fun and you're going to have fun.
Have a funny day.
Go and have fun now.
Your new local. You're going to love this place. It's the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo.
Well, the corporates are sold out and general admission ticket sales are up 300% for this year's Fortinet PGA Championship at Royal Queensland that kicks off on Thursday. And I'm not saying he can take all the credit, but I think the fact that British Open champion and pride of the one team of Country Club, Cam Smith, is teeing off in the tournament this year. Cam, welcome back to Brizzy.
Thanks, mate. It's unreal to be home. Been loving every minute of it.
First time in 3 years you've been back to play in the Aussie PGA Championship. The difference between this and maybe one of your other tournaments is that you are the hero of this. You are the hometown hero. Everybody wants a piece of you. How has that been? How have you managed that?
Yeah, the welcome home has been unreal, mate. I've spent a couple of days out at Wantima and a few days out here at Royal Queensland. Yeah, the fans have been awesome. It's been great to see, family and friends, obviously, but it's been pretty hectic 4 or 5 days so far. So, been trying to manage it a little bit, but it just comes with it.
And then when you step up to the tee block, that's when you go into your peaceful zone. That's where you can relax.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think I can't wait for Thursday, mate. It's just a lot of commitments and stuff, and obviously trying to catch up with everyone. It's been a lot, but it's been awesome.
And am I correct in saying we now have some new keys on the keychain, Cam?
Yeah, I just got the keys to Brisbane City this morning. So, I never thought in my whole life that that would happen. It's, I thought they left the keys to the city for, important people, not golfers.
Well, tell me though, I'm never going to get the keys to anywhere unless, mum and dad pass away and leave me their house. But what are there any special things you get with it? Is it just a symbolic key, or is there any, did Adrian Schrinner, the mayor of Brisbane, let you in on any secrets?
No, he didn't. He's not even sure where it gets in. So, I think it's more of just a kind of symbolic, thank you from Brisbane. It's pretty cool, mate.
I think you've given me an idea, Cam. I might look into this down the track. We need to create the keyhole of Brisbane that these keys can actually physically be used in somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be nice. It's in a nice frame at the moment.
There we go. Hey, you're back in town. Obviously, your family, your friends, everyone's. Are you sick of having to pull out the claret jug yet? The trophy, is it, has the luster and the excitement and the novelty of that worn off at all for you?
No, not really. It's unreal, mate. To people that see it for the first time, it's like they've seen a ghost. It's amazing, kind of the reaction that you get from that trophy. It's been I'll never get sick of that, and hopefully I can, hang on to it for another couple of years. That'd be nice.
Have you cleaned it? Because I know you've been drinking beers out of it, and presumably you took it to the One Seamer Country Club the other night and everyone got to have a sip, but have you given it a wash?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard to wash, to be honest. It's just a kind of a little spout at the top, so just kind of rinse it out with some warm water and let it sit overnight. That's about it.
I love the idea that the British Open's giving you advice on how to properly clean the inside of the claret jug if you're drinking from it. Hey, look, as time goes by, people can look back on big decisions and wonder why everyone got so worked up about it at the time. It's been almost 3 months since you made the switch to the LIV Tour. How do you look back on the decision and that time of your life now, 3 months on?
Yeah, I think I made the right decision to see how far it's come in. The five events I've played out there has been unreal. We've played some really great golf courses. I think the camaraderie between the players is really nice. We've all got each other's backs out there. And, I think it's going to be received really well here in Australia and in Adelaide next year.
Look, as an Adelaide boy, I'm excited for Adelaide. I am disappointed, though, now with Brisbane being my home, that it wasn't able to come up here. I thought maybe Greg might have had a little bit of hometown favouritism. Did you have a word?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. I was trying my best to get it here, but, hopefully in the future we can get it in Brisbane. That's, I think it'd be awesome down the coast or up the coast, kind of. It gives those kind of party vibes. It seems more like a bit of a sporting event rather than a golf tournament. So, yeah, hopefully we can get it here in the future.
I love it. Now, look, you spoke about the camaraderie between the players on the LIV Tour, and we know you and your sidekick, Mark Leishman, you love playing golf together, you love playing golf against one another, and he's going to be out there this week as well. Oh, the Aussie connection is obviously strong on the tours, but did the Brisbane connection between you and Greg Norman play a part, like, in your relationship? Was there that sense of we're from the same town and it brought you closer together?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, especially Greg's been, you know, someone that I've idolized since I've been playing golf. So I listened to obviously a lot of what he had to say, but you know, we spoke for probably hours on the phone before making the decision. But yeah, I feel like he's got my back. He's a good lad.
Yeah, he certainly is, and he's what he's doing for golf is revolutionary. It hasn't been done before. Let's talk about the other sport we know you're a big fan of, rugby league, your beloved Brisbane Broncos. The little birdies tell me that you landed back in Brisbane, and instead of just, you know, relaxing and recuperating, you hit the links with the captain of the Broncos, Adam Reynolds. Does he hit a decent ball?
I don't know where you heard that, but I haven't played golf with him yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd love to get out and have a hit with him.
Okay.
I was fortunate enough to go into the Broncos facility a couple of times and work out with the boys. So it's been awesome for me. I watch these guys on TV and idolize them. So it was pretty surreal to be in there training with them.
Now, with all due respect, Cam, you are a world class athlete, but I imagine you're not putting the same sort of big weights on the end of the bench press that some of the Broncos forwards are.
No, absolutely not. It was actually kind of embarrassing lifting weights next to those guys. They make you look pretty small pretty quick.
Hey, now have the Broncos hit you up as their number one ticket holder yet? Have they bestowed that honour upon you?
No, not yet. Okay. I hope I haven't been able to watch a Broncos game for probably 6 or 7 years, so hopefully I can get back at some point next year and watch the boys live.
Well, fingers crossed, and fingers crossed you can get back for the new hometown derby between the Dolphins, the newly created Dolphins. Our very own Liesl Jones, we are predicting, hoping that she gets the number one ticket holder spot for the Dolphins, so maybe we can organise a bit of a, you know, get you two in the same box to watch that derby.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
All right, Cam, we really appreciate your time. You got a huge week ahead and all the commitments that you've got as the Open champion and obviously the number one draw card for the PGA tournament that kicks off this Thursday at Royal Queensland. We appreciate your time on the Rush Hour and good luck for the tournament this week.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for having me.
It's not a very nice time if you're arachnophobic at the moment because, bad news, huntsmen's are on the loose and they're going to be ginormous. Arachnologist at the Queensland Museum, Dr. Jeremy Wilson, has said we're going to see more spiders, especially huntsmen's, especially around this time of year because of the weather. It's been ideal conditions for them, plenty of bugs around for them to eat, and they're just going to be ginormous. They don't live very long. They only live for 1 or 2 years, but they tend to mature around this time. And I can say, hand on heart, I've seen quite a few in my house lately. No, and look, I don't mind a huntsman. I sort of just put them in the container, put the piece of paper underneath and flick them outside.
Oh, you're a saver.
I'm a saver. But my husband is arachnophobic and likes to drown them in bug spray. Like, actually drown. Jesus. No, not in the, not in water, but drown.
Damo was like catching them, taking them into the bath.
And pulling them underwater. No, he just drowns them in bug spray. But I felt for
I don't have a problem with that. Anyway,
really? No. They're fine. They eat all the bugs.
You are very much either in one side of the camp, aren't
or the
you?
Other.
You're either catch or release.
That's
catch
right.
Catch and kill or catch and release.
I'm about nuking.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Okay.
Queensland Health Minister Yvette Dath had a pretty interesting response to a huntsman crawling up her leg today.
You know, the message is this. Okay, can someone please get that spider off? This shows how controlled I could be. I don't like huntsmen, but I'm going to keep going and I'm going to pretend I don't have a huntsman on me right now and let someone else manage this, but if it gets anywhere near my face, please let me know.
It gets in my face!
I've got the Cho coming to help me.
Under your left foot.
He's wandered off. Okay.
He's wandered off.
He's gone back to his
home.
Don't
let it get near my face. It's like the scene out of with the tarantula in Home Alone.
Oh, yes.
She's going to let, she said, I'm going to let someone else manage this.
Mm.
But it was on her leg. That is the ultimate control. I don't want it touching me. I'm happy to release it, but don't touch me.
Oh, she has done, in her defense, she's done an amazing job of staying calm there.
Yeah.
If the huntsman, the big fat bug eating one, like you're talking about, Lisa, crawls up my leg, I am
out of it. That's flicked off.
Hissy fit central. Like, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of the creepy crawlies.
You know someone that freaks out, though.
Oh, a mate of mine. To a vet, again, we tip our cap. She's done well. A mate of mine has a fear of spiders to the extent where he has passed out whilst driving his car.
No way.
Whilst driving his car because a spider crawled across the dashboard.
Inside or outside?
Inside of the car.
Oh, that's gross.
He's has crawled across the dashboard, has passed out whilst driving his car. His partner has had to lean over and grab the wheel.
Oh.
Thankfully, they were stopped at the lights. Like, they were, you know, they were stopping at the lights as it happened. So he's kind of foot's on the brake, slowing down, and then he's just fainted at the sight of this spider.
So really any spiders or huntsmen's in particular? Because they are creepy.
Oh, I think any spider will set this big fella off. Like, he doesn't even like joking.
Well, they're saying now in Sydney, the funnel webs, you've got to watch out for them because they're coming out. I'm so glad we don't have those here. We don't have them here. And at a friend of mine's house, because they like sitting in the pool, they pretend that they're dead. They just put themselves in a bubble of air and they float around the pool and then they bite you. So
see, I don't like insects that can think.
They're clever.
That's next level. They've evolved.
Yeah.
But it's not just spiders either.
No.
Because Jerry.
I love Jerry.
Wonderful Jerry, who we love in the Triple M office.
Yeah.
He had something of a hissy fit today because
over
of cockroach.
So
creepy crawlies do send people off the deep end.
Yeah.
They can send people into teasers.
Mm.
And we want to hear about them.
Oh.
1-3-3-5-3. We want to hear about your creepy crawly freak out, whether it's my mate who passed out, fainted in a car at the sight of a spider.
While driving.
Or Jerry, who I believe reports suggest he may have jumped up onto the kitchen island cockroach went running around there. Anyway, so 1-3-3-5-3. We want to hear about your creepy crawly freak outs. Glenn in, my eyes just went blurry.
Anstead.
Hello, Glenn. How are you, mate?
G'day, guys. Good, thanks. How are you?
All right. Tell us your story.
Mate, back 20 years ago, before we had e-tags, I was driving over the Gateway Bridge.
Yeah.
Heading back from the airport.
Yeah.
A huntsman crawled out from my engine bay up over the windscreen onto the roof.
Oh.
I wound down the window to pay my toll in coins, like we used to do, said huntsman has crawled inside my car onto the roof.
No.
I flipped. Got through the toll booth and pulled over on the side of the road. I climbed out the passenger side and waited until I could find something that I could flick this spider off the roof of my car.
No.
I've never been a fan of
the
hunt.
You burn the car after that.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Have you not heard of a tyre lever? Have you not heard of a tyre lever, Glenn?
Mate, seriously. I didn't want to get in the back in case a spider had made its way there.
Hey, Glenn, C&L Tools, $100 voucher coming your way. That's a fantastic story.
See, I just love how huntsmen are so harmless. They don't do anything.
Well, they might. C&L Tools Banyo, where you want to buy tools, not talk to one, cltoolcentre.com.au.
Mike from Robina, good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon, guys.
Tell us your creepy crawly story.
Oh, look, it's barely qualifies for this just because it's so sad. But my wife is terrified of spiders, snakes, everything. She won't walk up Burley Hill. She won't, she's constantly paranoid that they're going to come from here, there and everywhere, to the point where she's threatened to bulldoze the house if we see a huntsman in there. But truth be told, we had a frog stuck in a drain about 3 years ago, and that was enough to send her to a hotel for 5 nights until it re-entered the golf course or wherever it came from.
Oh, a little frog.
She needs counselling, Mike.
It was just the noise. She woke me up at 1 o'clock in the morning. She said, something wrong with the pool pump. I walked out. I had a look. I said, no, it's not. And I sent a clip to my friend, and he said, mate, it's a frog in the drain. And she said, right, I'm out of here. She went to the Grand Plaza at Broad Beach and came back.
Oh, they loved you at the Grand Plaza. She didn't just go like any old hotel. She went top shelf.
Yeah,
I
don't think she's got a problem with creepy crawlies. I think she just wanted a
luxury.
Five nights away. Hey, Mike, totally workwear voucher, $100 totally workwear voucher heading your way as well.
Ellie from Bar Scrub.
Hi.
Hey, good afternoon. What's your creepy crawly story?
My creepy crawly story is I was driving along the Snowy Mountains Highway and
in the driver's side window appears a huntsman spider.
Yep.
I'm driving along thinking I'm pretty tough and cool because it's on the outside and I'm on the inside. I pull over into a turning lane and I notice the spider move, and it's not until it's across the bar that's between the windscreen and the door and I can still see the spider that I realise it's on the inside, not on the outside. So I have pulled the car up, key in the ignition, still running, in neutral, handbrake on, climbed out the passenger side door and called my then husband to come and rescue me.
There are so many people that have to physically get out of the car. They cannot be in the car with
it.
A huntsman.
I don't get it. Grab a newspaper and whack it. Like, I mean, eradicate.
Not while you're driving. Eradicate. That's kind of distracting.
Yeah. Hey, Ellie, we've got a Totally Workwear voucher for you as well. Thank you so much for the call. Totally Workwear, for all your work gear, all locally owned with the biggest brands and best service throughout Brisbane.
For Aussies, we're big wuss bags when it comes to huntsmen, aren't we?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't blame them. I'm the same. Crawl out the window. Get a new car.
Just be thankful they're not funnel webs.
Oh, at least all. Now I'm going to...
It's a huntsman. Going to have nightmares.
For a brief moment this morning.
Yeah, I couldn't get this.
We were champions of the world.
No, we won't.
We were the Socceroos, were the champions of the world,
there
taking
was a little
on
sniff.
France.
We scored one goal and the whole
we
nation
winning.
Went crazy.
That's a lovely touch by Licky. Oh! And a chance at a goal. Oh! Craig Goodwin has scored. Wonderful moment for Australia.
I mean, seriously.
We're winning for how long? How many minutes?
Craig Goodwin put us ahead of the world champions.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And then it ended up being 4-1 to France. Adam Peacock is there on the ground. I mean, did we dare to dream a little too early, Adam, before France just kicked into gear?
Maybe. It was a moment which needed to be celebrated like it did, because it was so unexpected. And look, it capped the first 15-20 minutes where we were the better side. We were so controlled. We surprised the French with our setup and a plan that they come up with to attack that way. The way that the goal exactly panned out was a plan executed to perfection, ended by Craig Goodwin's goal. So, yeah, look, I can understand why everyone got excited, but then France's quality gradually took over. And then by the end of, say, half an hour, it was very apparent that this was going to be, hopefully we can get to halftime at 1-0 up or 1-1. And then one went in, two went in, and then the second half, it was the Kylian Mbappe show.
Adam, not the result we wanted, but is there any positives we can take out of that game into future games?
Yeah, Kylian Mbappe won't play for Tunisia.
Yes!
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, unbelievable. In all seriousness, Graham Arnold is being heavily criticised by former Socceroos players about, firstly, it was about selections, as you're fully aware, but then about the game plan, about how the Socceroos are playing. Is it valid?
Probably not. Not totally valid. I get the conversation, and it's good that there's conversations like that, but look, he set up with what was called, not to bore your listeners too much and you guys, it's a formation 4-1-4-1 without the ball. So what he was trying to do was really make it a bottleneck through the middle and then force France to play long balls wide to, if they wanted to get to the winger, play a long ball, by which time when the ball's in the air, he wanted the defensive players to shuffle across and help out and get there. Now, such was the quality of the delivery sometimes and the quality of the touch from the player receiving the ball, that ended up being a one-on-one situation pretty quickly, which is where we got torn out. Now, maybe there was an adjustment needed at halftime, and I did notice it a little bit, purely from a personal point of view, with Nathaniel Atkinson, who was the poor kid marking Mbappe, was to get in his face a bit more. And it kind of worked, but then Mbappe's that good that it was working on him. But then he pops up all of a sudden out of nowhere to make it 3-1, and then 2 minutes later he sets up another goal to make it 4-1. He's that good. So... look, I get the criticisms, I understand them, but I don't agree with them.
Nathaniel Atkinson would have needed to be on horseback to keep up with Kylian Mbappe.
He's the best, mate.
His speed is otherworldly. Adam Peacock, you're over there and doing a tremendous job for codesports.com.au. If anybody hasn't jumped on board Code Sports, if you love good written journalism, this is the around sport. This is the place to go. And Adam, you're doing a great job over there. I would also recommend people get on Adam on the Instagram. For an insight into what's going on over there, I saw you standing in the middle of no man's land, sipping a much difficult to get beer, Adam.
Yeah, a Bud Zero, which is an unusual way to have a beer before a game. But look, that's just the culture over here. So the beer ban kind of was a big story just days before the start of the World Cup, especially from Western nations. But when you're over here, in all honesty, you're not walking around going, I can't get a beer, I can't get a beer. You just blend in with their way of life, and their way of life is not to have a beer. So it's nothing too bad. Look, there's other ways of life that they've got and other things in their society, which I certainly don't agree with, but a beer ban is certainly down near the bottom of the list when it comes to important problems associated with any culture, and this is one of their problems over here.
I think Graham Arnold and the boys might have found some beers after the game this morning. I'm sure. Might have needed them. Adam Peacock, live in Qatar for codesports.com.au. Australia's next game this weekend when they take on Tunisia. Adam, we'll speak to you again soon.
Sounds good. Cheers, guys.
We're all just a little fatigued as we stand in the studio this afternoon. Big day out on the course at Royal Queensland for all three of us.
Well, it certainly was. I particularly had a very challenging day because I did the masterclass, which was all of 45 minutes of listening to pros talk about how we hold the putt and how we hold the club, actually. Mm. And so it was very hard for me, but I was talking to Kim from the PGA. He was very gracious in giving us some golf pros to talk to. And I just happened to mention that I really enjoy watching golf on TV. I really enjoy the commentary.
It's soothing, isn't it?
It's really soothing. Yeah. And it's really calming and very nice and quiet. And I said, look, I've actually thought I'd be quite good at a bit of golf commentary. During the Olympic Games, I was at home. I'd put it on mute and I'd do my own kind of commentary, which I quite enjoyed.
Well, we had Ian Baker Finch, who's one of the world-class commentators. On earlier this week, and there is Jim Nance is iconic. When you talk about Augusta, he's iconic, and you know just where they're going, and we've heard Nick Faldo, but I've never thought of Liesl Jones. I mean, iconic swimming, but you
swimming
think,
and golf don't really go together in terms of commentary.
You think
very
you
different.
Have what it takes to?
I just think I've got the nice soothing voice that maybe I could give it a go.
Do you want to give it a crack? Should we put together an audition tape for the PGA?
Okay. I feel very under pressure. Well, okay.
Are you ready?
Okay, let me get ready.
Okay. Well, here we go. This is Liesl Jones auditioning as a golf commentator. Here we go. All right, here's
Cam Smith is stepping up to the 18th tee here at Royal Queensland. We've got a little bit of wind with a 9-iron. Here he goes. Lovely shot from Cam Green. The crowd thoroughly enjoyed that. Mm. He is now 50 yards to the pin, just sitting off the green at the moment. Quite pleased with that performance.
I'll tell you what. It's a good tone of voice.
Close talking, quiet voice. But look, I'm sorry. To me, as a golf tragic, when you want to talk about the best when it comes to giving a description of what you just did, it's none other than the great voice and the legendary sports reporter from Channel 7, Pat Walsh.
Royalty! Iconic!
I mean, Pat, you have been fairway greens. You have done it all.
Whispering Pat.
I mean,
how did you rate that, Pat? Was that okay?
Lisa, well, you've got to get the player right, first of all, is fairly important. So you had it Smith and then Cam Green.
They're both good.
Sports. But look, I thought it was pretty good. The only trick is, the reason I got to whisper, because in the early days, I used to get too close to the golfers and they'd cross to me, and I had no choice but to whisper. So after that, Jack Newton dubbed me Whispering Pat, so I just decided to leave it as my trademark, to tell you the truth. I'd say to you that once the ball had clipped through the green and went to the back, just lifted an octave or two and it's gone through the back.
Yes, because they can't hear me anymore.
Yeah,
that's right.
My pressure. I like that. That is good feedback.
We were thinking of starting a golf clothing brand, and I've just heard the name. It's called Whispering Pat. That is the golf clothing.
Jack.
Yeah, you know, like I love it. Patty, do you miss it? I mean, I understand, you know, Seven haven't obviously got the golf, but do you miss that? I mean, that's an iconic part of your summer every year.
Yeah, look, to be truthful, Dobbo, this is the biggest event we've had in Australia in 3 years, as you know, COVID enforced.
Yeah.
Have these guys home. We've got 15 of our best from the international tours home, headed up obviously by Cam Smith and Adam Scott. You've got the likes of Leash. We've got a couple of really good young kids. I really rate young Lucas Herbert. Think he's going to be
awesome.
A star of the future. So, yes, I am going to miss not being in the box or out on the range or on the fairways this week, to tell you the truth. And particularly at home, I'd love to see, you know, as a dyed-in-the-wool Queenslander, as you know, I'd love to see the big events coming here. I think they're going to pack the place out. It'll be to the rafters out at Royal Queensland this weekend. Weather holds. And I just know that one or two of these big, big guys will be somewhere near the lead Sunday.
And yeah. Will you get out there at all, Pat?
I think I might find myself in an air-conditioned comfort Sunday afternoon somewhere with a light libation
yeah,
in hand.
And Pat, if I can offer you just a suggestion, if I were you, I'd charge money and I'd do your commentary live.
Yes!
Just real just private exclusive.
Oh, great idea.
Just do it for the immediate three or four people around you. $50 a head.
Don't know whether I'm breaching any rights with that one.
What an absolute Legend. Privilege to have Whispering Pat Welsh on the Rush Hour. Pat, thank you so much for your time. You enjoy the golf this weekend.
Liesl, don't give up on your dreams.
Oh, thank you.
Been a long old day out on the links at Royal Queensland. It's been a great day.
Golf dreams.
Golfing dreams.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Just sailing along.
Pretty important night for me tonight. And I'm just going to share this. It's your hate that I'm going to tell everybody this. But for many years, Amity was a dancer. She did.
Oh.
Jack. Not that kind of dance. I mean, she was. She's my dancing queen. And she dances. Jazz, tap, and ballet.
So it's not that kind of dancing.
Not,
what kind
but
of dancing
she's a
is
tap
it?
Dancer.
Not Honeybees.
So, no, she's not dancing at Honeybees. I can tell you right now, don't go down that road. She's in a dance concert, the Dance Time Christmas
lovely.
Concert at Ipswich tonight. And she's performing, I actually don't know the song, but she's in a tap dancing thing with the maracas. And I've shown you guys some of the videos.
Hasn't he been, Liesl, like a proud dad, well, proud husband
yeah.
this week? He's been showing
us
the rehearsal videos.
I'm really excited to. I mean, there's something when you watch your partner, and I'm sure. If you've seen Alana compete and she's watched you compete,
triathlons.
And I mean, Damo watching you compete. Like, there's something awesome about watching your partner compete or go in something. Yeah, because, and so, like, I am super pumped tonight to be going to the concert. I mean, it's a long night.
She's
yes.
been working very hard.
Yeah,
too.
She has been. Like, there's been a lot of dancing and she's absolutely 100% loved it. She's just. Absolutely loved it, which makes me so happy.
Yeah.
But I have been warned, and I'm just giving fair warning to everybody that I could be in trouble come tomorrow. See, I've always gone, and my sister was a dancer, my younger sister, Emma Kate, and I've always seen up at the end of the dance, you throw a rose onto the stage at them. So I suggested this a couple of weeks ago that I'm taking some roses, I'm going to throw them on the stage, and she just said, please don't. And I said, what do you mean? She goes, please do not.
She's not a big grand gesture person. No.
Doesn't like attention on her.
And she's married to Mr. Grand Gesture.
Yes, of them all.
No, I'm not, to
you
be
are.
Honest.
You
no,
are
I'm not.
The grand
I, don't like a grand, I don't like the attention on me, but I'm throwing the roses tonight.
No.
I'm literally throwing the roses. I'm
You're
going
not.
To, mate, as soon as we finish here in a minute, I'm going straight downstairs to the florist and I'm actually throwing the roses. It's going to cause some, but you know what? I'm only two rows from the front. My tickets are, so I'm in the second row. I'm going to stand up, peg the rows on.
How
and
did
clap.
You not get front row seats?
Because they give it to the people who
the
own
cronies
the
cronies.
No,
at
no,
the
no.
Front.
The people who own the actual studio,
Fair
their
enough.
Family gets it. But I went close.
Is
I,
that the I, one time that you couldn't get front row seats?
I am so nervous for you tonight. Not
Why?
Not for Amity. Clearly, I've seen the rehearsal videos.
She's
going to smash
good.
It. She's
yeah.
going to brain it. But you going this all or nothing tactic.
I know.
Like,
it could be a bust.
She's told you not to do it.
It could be a bust.
Have you ever known Dobbo to do something that he's been told not to do?
I told him not to get the treadmill for the anniversary present.
Yeah.
He got the treadmill.
Yeah.
Didn't go down well.
I listened to you yesterday.
You did. I told you to.
I listened to you yesterday.
Dobbo. And aren't you glad?
I've never been as happy. I actually, it's another story for another day.
Yeah.
But I listened to Liam.
On the World Cup, and he was offered a cash out, and I said, "Just cash
it
out." And you did. And
yeah,
it was a
I
good
did,
thing.
And it was a good thing.
My, if you want, can I offer you one more piece of advice?
Yes.
Don't throw the rose.
I'm throwing the rose.
Do it. Do it.
We'll find out tomorrow how the rose throw went.
If he's still married. So while I was doing the masterclass today, I was on the little back of the Royal Queensland Golf Club. We had a Jamie Arnold and Steve Allen today. Now, Steve Allen actually won the 2002 Australian Open.
Did he really?
Yeah, and he was in the 2021 US Open. And Jamie Arnold, we know how good he is. But I could see you guys in the distance. You were on the other side of the golf course with your little pro-am. And I was wondering how you were going.
Oh, I went well.
Did you?
We actually got third. Mm. Third place, our team.
Well done. That's impressive. I had
two wonderful listeners with me who obviously were very, very, you know, they were much better golfers than what I was. And then we had our pro. Now, his name is Zhohang Wang. He just says, just call me Wang. So I had Nathan and Brad, and mate, they were brilliant as well. And we played very, very good golf.
Did he teach you anything?
They didn't teach me a lot, no. I mean, we had a good laugh and we all bantered.
Because you're the pro's Korean, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing story that he is 27 years of age and he's only been back playing golf for the last 3 months. And the reason being is because he's from South Korea, he had to do 2 years of national service.
Yeah.
Was not allowed to touch the club. And the only way he was able to avoid doing national service was if he'd won an Olympic gold medal. Which he never
Didn't
did.
Win.
He got a bronze.
This is like there's a Tottenham Hotspur footballer, Son Heung-min, who was given exemption from his national service with South Korea because South Korea won the Asian Championship.
Right.
So yeah,
they get that. But I don't fan girl or in any way. I mean, groupie people.
Mm.
But this morning I was overawed when I got to Royal Queensland.
Scotty was on the putting green, Adam Scott.
Yeah.
Well, it wasn't Adam Scott. It was his caddy, Steve Williams, who, to me, is Tiger Woods' caddy. I mean, Tiger Woods can sack whoever he wants. He was Tiger Woods' caddy when Tiger Woods was the best of the best, when he was absolutely destroying tournaments left, right,
and center. He's a Kiwi, isn't he, Steve?
New Zealander, yeah. And, mate, he's got a presence about him. I mean, you saw him there, Liam. I sent a photo straight away to my wife, Amity, and she's like, shut up. Like, she gets it, mate.
Did
like,
you go all paparazzi?
Oh, mate, I completely papped him.
Did you?
Yeah, I absolutely, like, was thinking, I had to stop myself because I was like, who am I? Like,
in 2000, for those that don't know, in 2000, while this bloke was caddying for Tiger Woods, he was New Zealand's richest athlete.
Oh.
And he carries golf bags.
Really?
Yeah, literally won that much money.
He's been on the bag for Greg Norman as well back in the day.
But it's a very important role because you sort of have to be a sports psychologist
Adam Scott won the Masters with Steve Williams on the bag and he's back caddying for him this weekend, which I liked a lot. I thought that was a phenomenal thing. Mm. And it was just... Well, it was very weird seeing Cam Smith, seeing Adam Scott.
Yeah.
They were all there just chipping, walking around, being very, very normal. It was a very, very weird thing.
I had an amazing day out as well, Lisa.
Mm.
And shout out to Nathan and Greg, particularly Greg, who's a member at Nudgee, who absolutely carried our team. Absolutely
he was the bread and butter.
Carried
heavy
us.
Heavy shoulders
so
today.
We were playing with Austin Bautista, who... an amazing guy, an amazing golfer. Similar story, took 2 years away from the game. He's on the comeback trail. A name to remember, Austin Bautista, great guy, did provide me a bit of a masterclass. But I want to give a special shout out to someone by the name of Byron McNaught. Now, people might not know who Byron is, but he is the under-13 Queensland champion. This young man is the best under-13 golfer in the state.
I can imagine that would be very difficult
and
to do.
Byron came and jumped in with us for most of the round today.
Is that right?
Now, Byron hits a good ball. And Byron is...
Imagine.
So Byron's 12, and he's going to Kelvin Grove School. They've got a golfing program there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I and if you want to check it out, go to our Instagram page, at Rush Hour with Lisa Jones, Liam and Dobbo. I asked Byron what he thought of my game. Byron said it was bad.
Is that right?
Byron described my game as bad, and he's not wrong.
Oh,
it was bad, but Byron is a very impressive young man. So
we'll keep an eye.
Byron McNaught is a name for Queensland sport to keep an eye on in the future. It was great to have him and his dad, Greg, who cheekily asked me for tickets to get along to Mardo's 21st as well.
Oh, that doesn't work like that.
Can't help you, Greg.
There's really nothing like being roasted by a 12-year-old,
yeah,
is there?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I pushed him into the bush. We have been talking a lot of golf today, and we're all a little bit tired because we were out and about on Royal Queensland. Dobbo and I playing in the Pro-Am. Lisa, you participating in the Masterclass.
Yes, it was lovely.
It went so well that you will now be taking up a new job as a golf commentator
That's
next
right,
year.
That's right, yes. I can't say that my audition went that well.
If you missed it, we got the great whispering Pat Welsh, a man who knows exactly how to commentate golf, to critique Liesl Jones's audition and yeah, it didn't go great.
Just give me some feedback on what I need.
Go grab the listener app and you can check it out on the Rush Hour with Liesl Jones, Liam and Dobbo podcast. But this Saturday, and we've been building towards this, the three of us will have an opportunity on Saturday morning to win.
$1 million.
$1 million.
Do we get that?
Well, no.
Oh.
No. It's for charity.
Yeah. Oh. So the fourth hole, a par three, yes, at Royal Queensland, we are one of the 10 celebrities, the three of us, who are going to participate with 10 amateurs in the chance to
$1 million.
And we had to donate to a charity each, and we played that hole today.
Yep.
Was it hard?
Oh, well, I made it difficult for myself, yeah.
I didn't hit the dance floor.
I didn't land it on the dance floor either. Okay. I pushed it to the right, and I ended up next to the Kransky food truck.
Oh, the Kransky skisters. I saw that one.
I feel like that was intentional.
Yeah, yes. Yeah. I was like,
I just got to get my ball.
I could end up there, and I'm happy there. Look, there's a couple of good things about this. We're all donating. I don't even know who. What charity are you going
Indigenous
with?
Literacy Foundation.
Wonderful, yep. Dobbo.
I'm going. This is a conversation starter.
Amazing.
Which
good
is,
choice.
Yeah, which
the boys
is really
from Trademark.
Good. Yeah, boys from Trademark. Yep. I haven't even told them yet, but that's they're getting $1 million.
Surprise!
They're getting $1 million on Sunday.
I'm doing it. I'll be hitting for the Starlight Foundation.
Ah, oh, that's a good choice.
Yeah,
but we all get to take a caddy as such who gets to wear the bib with our name on it. So the phone call to one of my great mates, John Slater, when I heard him, I'm like, mate, you want to come and caddy for me? He's like, mate, you can't play golf. I'm like, listen, we've got this challenge on and like there's a kicker. We get to go and watch the 17th. We get to go to the 17th hole, party hole afterwards. Well, he just clicked his fingers.
Bang,
it was a bit like Liam. Liam rang a mate up, didn't you? You hadn't seen for a while.
There were profanities.
Yeah.
And I said, mate, do you want to come along and be my caddy? And beeping yes.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But look, it's
I can't wait.
We have, the three of us have an amazing opportunity that most people will never have to potentially
embarrass ourselves in front of a whole lot of people.
Or gift a charity that means a lot to us.
$1 million.
It's going to be very exciting.
So is it closest to the pin? Will someone definitely win $1 million?
No.
$1,000.
So I believe the way it works, if no one hits the hole in one, the nearest the pin will still get $5,000 to donate to their charity. Just reading the fine print though, Lisa, it's a good thing you underwent your masterclass today. Because it does say your responsibilities, be it Royal Queensland Golf Course, yada, 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 promote the event, be able to hit a golf ball to a reasonable level.
Does it say that?
Yes.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, that's
that
one
might
of them.
Have hit me out of there.
And it will be televised. So welcome to the pros.
Saturday.
I won't be there.
Liesl Jones, Dobbo and myself hitting for
$1 million.
No pressure.
Triple header.
Brisbane Lions player Ali Anderson has won the AFLW Best and Fairest. And it's safe to say she was quite shocked and in disbelief because her acceptance speech was completely wonderful.
As I said, I wasn't really prepared, but I guess first and foremost to the team, you know, I'm only standing up here because of you guys. And sorry. thanks to the team. Thanks to my parents and family and stuff, I guess. obviously, I also wouldn't be here without them. Absolutely love you guys. I'm so sorry. Like, I really did not expect to be up here. So, I don't really know what else to say.
Oh my God.
Thanks to the club.
Oh, my God.
Thanks to the club.
Oh, my God.
You know how you get those people that win things and go, I didn't think I'd win this, and then pull out the speech?
Yeah, it wasn't that.
Ali Anderson did not expect to win that award.
I loved that because I thought it was a really authentic acceptance speech. Purely did not expect to win. Now, she's actually the first winner in AFLW history to not make the All-Australian team and to win the BNF. So that was pretty impressive. She finished 11th in the AFL Coaches Association Champion Player Award. So safe to say she didn't think she was going to get it.
Emily Bates, sorry. I was going to say.
Won it last year.
Playing in the final this Sunday as well.
Yeah, that's right. So get around her and support her. So she's the second First Nations player to win it and the first Lions First Nation player Wonderful. To win the BNF. So congratulations, Ali Anderson. Well deserved.
Brighton Homes Arena sell out this weekend. Is you can't it? Get tickets. Sold out.
We'll talk about the Socceroos after 5 o'clock and their 4-1 loss to France. But they're saying last night, this is the biggest shock in FIFA World Cup history. And I talk none other than Saudi Arabia beating Argentina 2-1. Now, I watched the first half of this game, and it was 1-0 to Argentina, and they'd had 3 disallowed goals for offside. They also have arguably the best player in the world in Lionel Messi. Mm. They were being touted as dead set in the conversation to Brazil and Argentina to win the World Cup. France is obviously there as well. And Saudi Arabia, well, it's King of Saudi Arabia, KSA, absolutely, it's one of the great victories ever. Mm. And I was in shock this morning. I should thank you, Liam, because you told me this was going to happen. I don't know what you know, but you said to me, I may have had a little flutter on this game, and you said, no chance Chechen will be an upset in this, and you were right.
Look, I'm not going to say I didn't see that result coming, but the World Cup is not a guaranteed thing. Favourites don't always win.
You're and the oracle, Liam.
Saudi Arabia are standing on the doorstep of making it out of the group for just the second time in that country's history. Australia have done it more.
They also announced a public holiday for the win.
They did not. Straight away.
Now, there's a reason to get behind the Socceroos.
Yeah, yes.
Because what we need is another public holiday.
Another one.
And lastly, my triple header for today isn't so much a sports update, but an apology or a correction. Earlier in the show, I spoke about young Byron McNaught, the current Queensland under-13 champion golfer who joined
us. The 12-year-old.
At the prime today. Yeah. And Liesl Jones, I called him a 12-year-old. Well, his father, Greg, got on the phone and gave producer Jack an earful. He's 10.
Oh!
He's the under-13
big 10-year-old.
State champion
he is.
Who is 10. And
he came up to your shoulder.
Oh, steady on, Liesl.
No, but just saying, he's a tall 10-year-old.
He is a big
10-year-old.
No, yeah. He is a big 10-year-old, and he hits a very long ball. Mm, so, Byron McNaught,
amazing.
Under-13 state champion at 10 years of age.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Please don't come after me, Gregs.
Tickets for Blues Fest in Byron Bay are on sale now. Buy yours at bluesfest.com.au. Blues Fest.
It's coming.
Tash Sultana's on the list.
Yeah, it's a good lineup.
She's good.
Counting Crows, Xavier Rudd, some great bands.
Yep.
This game, not so great. Well, and I love
that we've persisted with it.
I will encourage people to continue to try to call through because what we've discovered so far is that people don't get this right first go.
No.
It's very simple. Liesl's thought of something blue.
That's the problem. Maybe it's too simple.
Liesl's thought of something blue, and you just have to guess what it is.
You have to be able to read Liesl's mind.
That's it.
And look, it's weird in there, so I'm saying my suggestion is just think outside the box a little bit.
Okay.
I do have a clue.
Oh,
bit of music. Yeah, there's a bit of that going on in there too. I'm going to give you a first clue.
Oh, you're going to give a clue to start?
Because it is a bit obscure today.
Okay.
Animated.
Ooh, okay. Blue, animated. Let's get into some calls. Lachlan in Varsity Lake. What is Liesl Jones thinking about?
G'day. I hope it's Sonic the Hedgehog.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Great choice off the bat. Unfortunately, it is not.
Liesl, but that is horrible.
That is an excellent choice.
You had mentioned Sonic.
I did actually put Sonic in there. I was tossing up between Sonic and something else.
I thought you were giving it to Lachlan.
It was great. Right, that was an excellent first choice. Jason in Victoria Point, good afternoon.
How's it going, Russ Hour?
Oh, very well, thank you. What's blue, Jason? And what's animated?
Well, I was thinking blue cheese, but I'm going to say blue movie now because it's going to be animated.
Blue what?
A blue movie.
Well, I see what he's saying. No, unfortunately, not that one.
Movie. Sorry, Jason.
Christy and Benawa. I always never know if it's Benawa or Benawa.
Well, ask Christy.
Benawa. Christy, is Benawa or Benawa?
Benawa.
Benawa.
Oh, I always get it wrong. Thank you. What's animated and blue?
I was going to say the Smurfs.
Oh, another excellent choice. And you're around the similar spot.
She's circling the drain?
Yeah, certainly. Okay. I'll give you another one. Animated and it's old. Old school. Luca in Narang, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What's blue, animated, and old?
Marge Simpson's hair.
Oh, that's amazing. amazing. Unfortunately, no, it's not.
I wish that had been
right. I wish it was, actually. Good. I didn't even think of that.
Could I give a
yes,
hint?
Yes, you may. You may.
Steam.
Yes, that's a good one.
Steam, would that be?
That's a great, great one. Toby and Jacob's Well. Animated, old, Steam and Blue. What have we got?
Well, I was thinking Marge Simpson's hair as well, but I've got absolutely no idea.
Think Steam. What uses Steam? Blue and old.
Gonna have to gong you. Sorry, Toby.
All right, we're going to get this. Richard in Mermaid Waters.
I'm feeling
you've
good about
got it.
Dickie.
G'day, how you going?
Good, thank good, you. Mate. What's animated, old, blue, and has steam?
Thomas the Tank
Engine. Yes! You're off! You're off to the Blues Fest. He is blue indeed.
Oh, sensational. Love it.
We got there in the end.
Well done, Richard. We've got a special Triple M double pass for you to get along. A five-day pass. Not just any pass. Five-dayer.
I love it. I go to Byron every year, but I haven't been to the Blues in a few years, so my wife will be very happy.
Outstanding. Excellent. Richard, thank you. And for everybody who missed out, who couldn't guess the blue thing, tickets are available for Blues Fest in Byron Bay. They're on sale now. You can buy yours at bluesfest.com.au.
Another chance tomorrow to play our wicked, wonderful game.
You must be running out of blue things to think of.
Pretty much.
Dress.
I have to Google it.
All right. Don't call.
No.
This game, I tell you what, it sets my brain off.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Anyway, time for us to get out of here, Lisa Jones.
Good evening. Good night.
Dobbo.
Farewell, my neighbours.
And good luck to Amity tonight at her dance event. This is The Rush Hour with Lisa Jones, Liam and Dobbo. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.